The meeting brought together foreign ministers from Argentina, Brazil, Croatia, El Salvador, France, Israel, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and the United States, as well as their counterpart from the European Union. UN Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay described it as groundbreaking and unprecedented.
This is historic. They all said it was historic. It's never happened at the UN before. Civil society has been struggling with these issues, and finally it's reached the UN. Following the study that was done before the Human Rights Council, then this is a development that I hope to encourage and see other countries also joining.
The study the High Commissioner mentioned was carried out by her office in 2011 and drew on nearly 20 years of UN work on human rights. It found a deeply disturbing pattern of violence and discriminatory laws and practices affecting people on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. Jessica Stern, executive director of the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission, says discrimination and violence against the LGBT community occurs in every country worldwide.
Not a day goes by where we don't receive communication from, you know, community members in every country in the world reporting arbitrary arrest, forced marriage, discrimination in employment, difficulty even completing school because of harassment by teachers and other students. If there's a challenge that LGBT people can experience, it happens. I think some of the most worrisome issues that we hear about are physical and sexual violence, but they're by no means the only issues.
This July, the UN Human Rights Office launched a public education campaign called Free and Equal, aimed at promoting greater respect for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Jessica Stern is optimistic that this will come naturally to future generations.
The youth are always a little bit ahead of the rest of us, right? And so the truth is there are many LGBT youth around the world who have straight friends, who've come out to them. Their straight friends just don't care. It's just one more facet of their friends' identities. And that's really important because it shows sociocultural change. It shows the influence of outreach and education. It shows the influence of comprehensive sexuality education in the schools. And I think what it means in terms of LGBT youth themselves is that they have a broader network of support so that when they find themselves in crisis, they have people to turn to.
The UN Human Rights Office says for all the difficulties in bringing an end to discrimination against LGBT people, this is still a time of hope as more countries are recognizing the severity of the problem and the need to take action. Deanne Penn, United Nations.